Hello, my name is Jana Wendelberg, and this is my Useful Resources for Educators podcast. Today I'm going to be talking about five useful resources that I found on the internet while perusing around. The first resource that I found was teachers.net. This is a pretty great collaboration center where teachers can browse through literally thousands of lesson plans made and organized by grade and subject. Another really good feature about this is that teachers can actually upload their own podcasts as well. So it's a pretty neat tool. Good way to get to see what other teachers have been doing and maybe get some ideas if you're feeling stumped. Also, this site offers a chat center, education blogs, some fun project ideas, job postings even, articles with useful tips for teachers, and one thing I thought was impressive that I hadn't seen with any other education resource websites was that this one actually had a classified section for education materials. That might be pretty useful if you're wanting to maybe get rid of some stuff and don't want to just throw it away. Or if you're looking for something, you can see if anyone happens to have that for sale. When I last checked, there were like 4,370 lesson plans available on this website, and they're all free, so that website is definitely worth checking out. The next resource I came across was Disney Educational Productions. This website is very user-friendly, and it's also kid-friendly as well, as you probably would have guessed since it's a Disney site. And this site is stuffed to the gills with amazing DVDs and educational collections to show in classrooms. But one thing to keep in mind is that these resources do cost money, most of them. And they're sorted by content and age level and subjects that they fit in well with. So it makes it really easy to find something that might go along really well with something that you're teaching. But it isn't exactly free. So for teachers on a tight budget, you might want to keep looking. But if you do have some money you can spend, there are some really fun things available for classroom projects and activities. And some of the classroom projects and activities actually are free, but most of them do cost a little bit. A lot of the educational DVDs and stuff I saw were around $20. But if you can show them over and over again in the classroom, that might not be too much to pay. They did have some really amazing interactive teaching tools and programming software that were free that kids could have a really fun time playing with. So even if you are a teacher on a budget, it could be worth checking out. My favorite thing that I saw on this website, and even though it was $50, was that your classroom could actually adopt a sea turtle nest and receive all sorts of related materials and lesson plans for your classroom. Like, I know they would send you like a stuffed plushy turtle that you could have for your class, some turtle related lesson plans and things like that. I would think that would be a really fun thing to do in the classroom, especially for elementary teachers. The third resource that I found was A to Z Teacher Stuff. This website's pretty similar in most respects to teachers.net in that it offers your free lesson plans and themed unit ideas and teaching tips. Also has some teacher discussions you can participate in, some printables, resources. It's got a little store in there as well. The lesson plans aren't quite as many of them as there are at teachers.net, but they're also sorted by subject and grade level. And I really appreciated the fact that they had a special education section for lesson plans. I hadn't seen that in a lot of other websites, and I know it's such a big need that I was glad that this website hadn't overlooked that. It looks like a lot of the discussions on this website deal with spreading fun ideas as well as pedagogy issues, so this might not be a bad place for pre-service teachers to get some advice from other teachers who are actually working in the field right now about what kind of methods work in classrooms and what don't. Alright, so now my fourth resource is one that I've actually have taken advantage before in the past. The others I've just recently found. But this one is Scholastic Teachers. Because of the scholastic connection, as you might guess, there is a high emphasis on building literacy skills. And as a fairly avid reader myself, I can definitely appreciate this and would love to have reading be something that I work on with my students in my classroom. So, while there is a slight elementary education bias, there are resources available for all grade levels through this website. In fact, there are even resources available for teachers as well, and librarians actually, with blogs and workshops being available through this site that you can go and look at, kind of some professional development opportunities. They have free printables, which is probably another big draw, especially for elementary teachers for this site. And they do have thousands of free lesson plans and articles, and a lot of practical advice for teachers in some of those articles. Unlike the other sites I've seen, this one was the only one that I saw that had a section for librarians, so that could be a draw for this website as well. This would probably be a really good site for teachers with students who are struggling with reading and for teachers who are really looking for something to re-engage their students' interest in reading. All right, my fifth and final resource that I found is the Teacher's Corner. And that's just at www.theteacherscorner.net. And if you're wanting the links to any of the other resources that I've pointed out, you can go look at my useful resources reflection elsewhere in my website. But anyway, the Teacher's Corner is a highly practical website, has a lot of opportunities for involvement with other teachers in classrooms, probably more so than any of the other websites that I looked at. A lot of collaboration opportunities. This website is actually offering five different collaboration projects this year for participating classrooms, for classrooms to kind of work with other classrooms on projects. Also offers a pen pal service for classrooms, which I thought was interesting. Like some of the other resources that I found, this site also offers free lesson plans. One neat thing about this one is that it had music and technology lesson plans as well. And of course, it's got the thematic units and ideas for those, like a lot of the other resources have. One fun thing that I found was the bulletin board section. I hadn't seen this really anywhere else that I'd seen. This gives ideas for bulletin boards by month, subject, and theme, as well as materials that teachers might need to put those together. Another thing I thought was really great about this site is that it has a teacher's lounge section where teachers can look at forums, education news, and even have a section called the Daily Factoid, which intrigued me. Definitely, this is another source worth looking at, especially for teachers wanting to do some redecorating in their classroom with the bulletin boards. And those are my five resources. Thanks for listening!